Now, back when I was a lad, if you said that you were a Christian, if you were a person who went to church every Sunday, well, that was something people respected. Hi, how things have changed, hey? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know if you happen to have noticed this, but it seems to me that someone's been cranking up the volume of atheism, secularism, humanism, pluralism, and a whole bunch of other isms over the past few years. At this point in time, they seem to be screaming at us to give up this outdated, irrelevant belief we have in the God of the Bible. They seem to be shouting down God's unchanging truth louder and louder. To be branded a Christian these days is getting harder and harder. How dare you insist that your God exists, or that he's the only God, or that the outdated morals of the Bible apply to us? How dare you insist that Jesus is the only way? I mean, how dare you? And so, confronted with what is today a relentless onslaught on the very foundations of their faith, many Christians around the world, and yes, even churches around the world, are getting all wobbly about their God and who he is and what he stands for. And yet, no matter how loud they shout, Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. No one. Or don't believe me. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me." Don't forsake Jesus. Stand firm in him, because he is the way, the only way. And his love, his grace, his mercy are what God wants you to share with the people who are shouting at you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, isn't it? When all of a sudden we start seeing what's going on around us through God's eyes rather than focusing on the stuff that people hurl in our faces to undermine our faith. So, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.